Hello, I'm Michelle O'Neill from WVIK News. An Illinois court says a Texas-based company is not a public utility and can't build a new transmission line across Illinois. The Third District Appellate Court ruling reverses an Illinois Commerce Commission decision about Rock Island Clean Line. The company says the court should not have overruled the commission's approval. I did two interviews about the ruling. First, I talked with attorney Bill Shea, who represents one of the appellants in the case, the Illinois Landowners Alliance.
First, that it owned no public utility assets in the state. And secondly, that, and this is a little more complicated, the second reason, that the way that Rock Island planned to market and sell use of the line, we call it capacity on the line, was not for public use. For public use is a requirement to be a public utility. Your utility assets, plant, whatever it is that you plan to build and own, have to be dedicated for public use. And here, the court found that Rock Island's planned approach to marketing capacity on the line would be only to a limited number of possible users or customers, and therefore was not sufficient under Illinois law to constitute public use.
Right, and wouldn't that be the whoever built the wind power?
Yes, yeah, they would be the first target market for customers for the line. Planned wind developers in northwest Iowa and then the surrounding states nearby within a reasonable distance. The other possible customers could have been wholesale electricity marketers or utilities that might have wanted to buy the wind energy if those projects had been built and take delivery in Grundy County, Illinois, where the wind power would have been transported to across this line.
It was also my understanding that it was a direct line and that people or other parties, utilities, distributors, would not be able to use it in between.
Yes, you're right. It was unlike most transmission lines in the U.S., this would have been direct current rather than alternating current. And as a result, basically, in order to tap into the line, there has to be a large converter station built. So there would be two converter stations here that Rock Island planned to build. One at the beginning of the line in O'Brien County, Iowa, which would convert power received from AC to DC and then transport it across the line, across the two states, Grundy County, and then reconverted from DC to AC. And each of those converter stations is a major facility unto itself, over $250 million in cost. And so it's uneconomical to build any other converter stations along the path of the line. And therefore, no one else could tap into the line, so to speak. And that, I think, also harmed Rock Island's case because that further limited the number of people who could use the line.
Next, I interviewed Amy Kurt from Rock Island Clean Line.
What do you take from the ruling that Clean Line could change to sort of comply or try to comply with what the judges ruled was the law?
We think we have complied with the law, and the ICC granted an order saying that we had complied with the law as well. And we think that the court's order ignored some key findings by the ICC, which determined that the Rock Island Clean Line satisfied Illinois' public use standard. The Rock Island Clean Line will promote competition in Illinois' electricity market. The project will bring low-cost clean energy to millions of Illinois consumers, and it will lower wholesale electricity prices for Illinois consumers and businesses by hundreds of millions of dollars. So we think that we have met the criteria in the law that would enable the project to move forward. And that's why the ICC granted the Rock Island Clean Line the certificate it needed to build a project in the state of Illinois. So we really think that the court improperly usurped the fact-finding role of the ICC and that's why we're hopeful that the ICC will continue to work in the court system to ensure that the benefits from the Rock Island Clean Line are brought to Illinois.
So what were some of those findings that you think the court ignored?
So the court concluded that the Rock Island Clean Line would not be for the public use. And there's two things that the court based this on. One is that they said that the Rock Island Clean Line doesn't own transmission assets in Illinois. And the other is that they said that the project wouldn't serve the Illinois public without discrimination. And the ICC found on both of those accounts that we met the criteria in the law. So we have the rights to own property in the state of Illinois where our converter station will go. And that satisfied the ICC's need for us to own transmission assets or own property in the state of Illinois. And the court interpreted that differently. And we think that the court ignored that key finding from the Illinois Commerce Commission. They didn't mention it in their order, and maybe it was an oversight. We don't know. But we think that there's an opportunity for the ICC to really work that out within the court system. The other criteria about us serving the public is also just kind of bizarre, because our project is delivering enough power to the Illinois grid to power 1.4 million homes. And that power is being injected into the grid in Grundy County, Illinois, right outside of Morris. So it's confusing to think that the court would not see that the project is actually delivering power to the Illinois grid that would benefit Illinois consumers in a multitude of ways. And in particular, when you're looking at resource like wind energy, it's also important for states to support transmission infrastructure that will bring renewable energy resources from the Great Plains to those states, and will bring renewable energy resources from the places where those resources exist and are the best resources to other states that need more of those low-cost clean energy resources as well. So we think that there certainly is an opportunity to work this out in the court system and for the project to move forward.
Since these interviews were broadcast, Rock Island Clean Line and the Illinois Commerce Commission have announced plans to appeal to the state Supreme Court. Thanks for listening. I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News.